A cup of water, casting out demons, stumbling blocks, millstones, the ocean, amputated hands, cut off feet, put out eyes, worms, fire, and salt. Wow. All of that covered in just 12 short verses we just heard from the Gospel of Mark. What is a preacher to do with that? I'll give it my best shot. First, casting out demons and a cup of water. This lesson begins with John complaining to Jesus about someone they saw casting out demons, and the jealous disciples tried to stop him because he was not one of them. Jesus tells them to let the man be because he has not, or Jesus tells them to let the man be, for he is doing good deeds in Jesus' name. We get the clear message that the disciples' finger pointing will not get far with Jesus. While they are eager to bring judgment on this outsider who is acting in Jesus' name, Jesus quickly puts them in their place and tells them not to judge, rather to give a cup of water in the name of Christ. Notice that each thing Jesus has mentioned doing in his name is an act of love. Casting out demons, giving a cup of water, and earlier in the chapter, welcoming little children. What is done or not done in the name of Jesus has over the centuries been used both for good and for ill. The way to welcome or accept or receive a follower of Christ is not to stop his or her good works or to judge, but to offer a cup of water, an especially significant gesture in an extremely dry land such as Palestine. The epistle from James this morning encourages us to pray when suffering, bring songs of praise when joyful, to confess our sins to one another, and to pray for one another. It says, Elijah, a human being like us, first prayed for no rain, and it did not rain, then prayed for rain, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth yielded its harvest. There is a true story of a World War II vet who survived a plane crash and floated on a raft in the Pacific Ocean for 47 days. Ironically, while floating in a sea of water, he was dying of thirst. During one of those days on the raft, he called out to God, "If you save me, God, I will serve you forever." And it began to rain. The rainwater saved his life. And now onto stumbling blocks, millstones, the sea, worms, and fire. At this point in the gospel lesson, Jesus turns the spotlight on the disciples themselves. He wants the disciples to pay attention to their own behavior. The first verse, the one about putting a stumbling block before little ones and being thrown into the sea with a millstone around the neck, deals with being a stumbling block to others. The little ones Jesus is referring to here are not necessarily infants or little children. Rather, they are new believers. A stumbling block is literally something one falls on, a trap or a hindrance placed in another person's way. In this verse, Jesus is warning his disciples in quite a stern way about the offense of causing one of the new disciples or believers to lose trust in Jesus. Next, amputated arms, cut off legs, plucked out eyes. Not a pretty picture. Stumbling blocks that come disguised as precious body parts are so dangerous they should be severed. The violence of Jesus's hyperbole here is inescapable. He uses an over-the-top format to get the disciples' attention. The sayings of cutting off hands and feet, and plucked out eyes are not to be taken literally. The hand, the foot, and the eye are metaphors for those faults and shortcomings that are very close to us, so close that they are depicted as parts of our own bodies. However close it is to us, if it hinders our relationship with God, then it must be removed. As for the worms and the fire, the word translated as hell in this text is Gehenna. Gehenna is an Aramaic word that refers to a place southwest of Jerusalem, where Moloch worship was once practiced. This worship involved sacrificing children. After this worship became outlawed, the place Gehenna became the local garbage dump, where trash was constantly burned and certainly worms were abundant. In late Judaism, Gehenna became a term used to describe the place of divine punishment. The name was associated with permanent destruction and decay and represented all that was the opposite of life and joy. And finally, salt. In the Gospel of Matthew, just after Jesus recites the Beatitudes, he says to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." And in this Gospel from Mark, from this morning, Jesus says, "Salt is good." We all know salt is good and is used for many things, including bringing flavor. Jesus says, "Have salt in yourselves, spread the flavor of the gospel, and be at peace with each other." Hopefully, some of these explanations help to enlighten such a difficult text from the Gospel of Mark. Bottom line, as I said earlier, Jesus wants us to present the gospel message by way of love. No judgment or jealousy or fear or anything else. Simply love. That World War II vet I spoke of earlier, who died just 7 years ago at the age of 97, is named Louis Zamperini. Some of you may have heard of him. In addition to being a World War II vet, he was an Olympic runner, and several books and a movie were made about his life. After the war, Zamperini was struggling with nightmares, flashbacks, and post-traumatic stress disorder, and he turned to alcohol to escape. In 1949, Zamperini was on the verge of alcoholism, a breakdown, and a divorce when his wife dragged him to a revival where Billy Graham was preaching. This is what writer Laura Hillebrand, in her book titled Unbroken, wrote about what happened to Louis that night. As he, Louis, reached the aisle, he stopped. The rows of bowed heads, the tent around him, all disappeared. A memory long beaten back was upon him. Louis was on the raft. There was endless ocean stretching away in every direction, the sun lying over him, the cunning bodies of sharks waiting, circling. He was a body on a raft, dying of thirst. He felt words whisper from his swollen lips. It was a promise thrown at heaven, a promise he had not kept, a promise he allowed himself to forget until just this instant. "If you save me, I will serve you forever." And then, standing under a circus tent on a clear night in downtown Los Angeles, Louis felt rain falling. It was the last flashback of the war that Louis would ever have, wrote Hillebrand. After that, Louis went home and poured out all of the alcohol in his house and became a changed man. He opened a camp for boys in trouble and became an inspirational leader, sharing the love of Christ while speaking in the name of Christ, just as Christ asked his disciples to do and asks each one of us to do. A cup of water, casting out demons, stumbling blocks, millstones, the ocean, amputated hands, cut off feet, put out eyes, worms, fire, and salt. Let the images of the cup of water and the flavor of salt stand above the rest. For these are the images that show forth the sharing of the gospel of Christ out of love, love for God and love for each other. Offering the cup to those who are thirsty, those who are in need of love, is the point. Flavoring the world by spreading the gospel of Christ and bringing peace is the point. Letting go of the stumbling blocks that impede that mission is the point. Being avenues for the healing presence and power of Christ is the point. May we go and give a cup and flavor the world in the name of the one who gave his life so that we may live life and live it abundantly. Amen.